Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, the long-serving justice on the High Court, is dead. He died in sleep of natural causes. He was 79 years old. President Obama said he had a brilliant legal mind and that he influenced a generation of judges, lawyers, and students. Mr. Obama went on to say that he would be fulfilling his constitutional responsibility and will nominate a replacement for Justice Scalia.
Now, there will be plenty of time for me to do so and for the Senate to fulfill its responsibility to give that person a fair hearing and a timely vote. These are responsibilities that I take seriously, as should everyone. They're bigger than any one party. They are about our democracy. They're about the institution to which Justice Scalia dedicated his professional life and making sure it continues to function as the beacon of justice that our founders envisioned.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell voiced opposition to President Obama nominating a successor for Justice Scalia in favor of waiting until a new president takes office next January. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the crisis in Syria has reached a turning point, and decisions made in the near future could either end the war or define a very difficult set of choices for the future. Summing up 2 days of talks among members of the International Syria Support Group, Secretary Kerry said all sides agreed to work for a quick end to the violence in Syria. Turkey's military shelled Kurdish militia targets in northern Syria on Saturday. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the shelling had targeted a former military airbase near the Turkish border that had been by. This is VOA News. NATO's top official on Saturday rejected Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev's suggestion that the Western military alliance has rekindled the Cold War. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said all NATO moves had been in direct response to Russian actions.
We will combine this military adaptation of the alliance with a continued support for political engagement with Russia.
NATO has been conducting more military maneuvers in countries bordering Russia, as well as stationing equipment and multinational troops there, and has been establishing a rapid reaction force. United States plans to quadruple its military spending in Europe to $3.4 billion in 2017. Pope Francis opened a long-anticipated visit to Mexico on Saturday, demanding that Mexican leaders provide true justice and security in a country racked by years of endemic drug violence, official corruption, as well as poverty, and a country where drug trafficking and corruption entire police forces, and where drug violence has claimed more than 100,000 lives in recent years. The Pope warned against privilege for an elite class at the expense of the rest of society. Today, Francis will celebrate an open-air mass in one of the many suburbs of Mexico City, hard hit by spiraling crime, including an epidemic of violence, murders, and the disappearances of women. Colombia's National Health Institute said Saturday that the total number of people diagnosed in Colombia with the Zika virus had reached more than 31,500, among them more than 5,000 women who are pregnant. There is currently no treatment for Zika, and much remains unknown about the disease, including whether the virus causes microcephaly, a medical condition in which newborns' heads are smaller than normal because the brain is not developed properly or has stopped growing. Dr. Thomas Frieden is head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control.
This is the latest in a series of unpredicted and unpredictable health threats. What is predictable, as you say exactly, is our need to improve systems to find, stop, and prevent health threats wherever they emerge.
The mosquito-borne Zika is the most prevalent in Latin America, particularly in Brazil, more than 4,300 suspected cases of birth defects there. U.S. Republican presidential hopefuls debated Saturday night in the state of South Carolina. This comes ahead of a presidential primary set for February the 20th for the Democrats, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders campaigned on Saturday as well.
That's the latest world news from VOA.